This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studios Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Hey guys, welcome to your Friday morning Get Serial with Ryan and Portia.
Hello.
How are you doing today, Portia?
Good, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm really well. Thank you for asking.
That's good to hear.
What do we have coming up in our show today, Portia? Do you know what's
coming
up?
Well, we will be talking about Valentine's Day.
We will.
What we're doing, the pros about travelling.
About travelling, yeah. We have a couple of interviews coming up a bit later in the morning as well. But today's theme is largely around the day of love. So do you reckon we should jump right into a loving song to kick things off?
Yes, I reckon we should.
All right. What have we got up?
It will be Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Wow. You know I do like to party on a Friday morning, so
that's
this is great.
Good. Let's start.
Hey, that was Castles by Freya Writings. Before that, we had Rescue Me by One Republic. And to top us off on the 6 o'clock hour, we had Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. Bit of a throwback there.
Yes.
You're listening
it is.
To Get Serial on Sin with Portia and Ryan. So to get us a bit started on this Friday morning, I thought we'd have a bit of a Friday pump-up segment, Portia.
Sounds good. Yeah.
How do you feel on Friday mornings? Because it's like getting towards the end of the week and everyone's kind of getting a bit sluggish. Do you kind of feel that, or are you ready to go for the rest of the week and the weekend?
Sort of ready for the weekend.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I think it's good to have that kind of attitude, just be prepared and pumped up.
For the week and then relax on the weekend.
Exactly, yeah. So I figured we might just have a bit of a segment to get everyone out there in Melbourne just kind of pumped up for their Friday morning, get them through that last stretch of the week and into the weekend. What do you think?
What a great idea.
All right. So I thought I'd start off by asking you a question. And that question is, Portia, what is the best thing that's happened to you this week?
Well, because I'm renting.
Yeah.
I had a inspection.
Ooh.
And the inspection report came back excellent.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes, go you. Woo! You got that excellent
so
marking.
So I thought that was the best part of the week.
That's great. I'm happy that went well for you.
Thank
great.
You.
Great. For me, the best part of my week was actually on Sunday, I think. So towards, like, that counts as this week for me.
Last Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. So I got a message on my phone from my mum who told me to check Facebook, and I was in the newspaper, and she posted on Facebook.
What were you doing in the newspaper?
Someone just took a picture of me and put it in the newspaper.
What did they say about you?
Oh, they just put my name at the bottom.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought they were going to say something. No.
I mean, they kind of did. I went to a special movie screening of a movie called The Invisible Man, which I might talk about later on. But there was a photographer there who took my picture and they put it in the newspaper. And that was very cool. Portia, my next question is, what do you do to get yourself ready for a big day?
I make sure I have everything before I leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then set out everything the night before.
That's
so
smart.
So I don't forget anything. And then always leave early. So then you're always on time because of public transport.
Yeah. It can sometimes hold you back a bit, can't it?
It can.
Yeah. The worst thing in the world is hearing that message saying your train has been delayed.
Especially for the delays and cancellations.
Exactly.
And bus replacements.
Not fun to deal with at all. And it can ruin the start of your day. So that's good advice. Always be early so you can avoid that. What are you most excited for this weekend?
Well, I'm most excited for Valentine's Day for what I'm doing
today,
which I will tell a bit later.
Yeah, you were telling me. You were telling me during the break you've got a Valentine's Day planned out, but you can't tell anyone yet. It's
no,
a secret until later on.
Yeah.
Okay. So stay tuned to Get Serial to find out Porsche's Valentine's Day secret plans.
About 8:30.
Ooh, 8:30. Okay, mark it on your phone. Okay, so I figured we'd just end this segment by kind of listing a few events that are happening this weekend in Melbourne and let people know that, you know, even though it's Friday morning and you may not be right out the gate with energy, there's some things happening this weekend to get you through the day and look forward to this weekend.
Yes.
So tonight, for Valentine's Day, there's a screening of the movie Call Me By Your Name at the Astor Theatre. There's also on Saturday, so tomorrow, a feast and film community day in Moonee Ponds, and they're screening Moana, Boss Baby, and Aladdin. So if you like those movies, get down there. Also on Sunday, we have the Southside Flea Market at South Yarra. And also on Sunday, we have the Melbourne Book Market at the Queen Vic Market. So if you're a bit of a bookworm, get on down to the Queen Vic Market on Sunday and check out some of those books.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Do you have any interest in any of those events, Portia?
I've got some events of my own
here that share them with us.
Found. There's Melbourne Star Summer Beach Box.
Ooh.
So I think they must decorate the cabin with a beach theme.
Which is a very cool theme for this time of year. Love that.
Yes, it's only going on until February the 29th.
That's not long away.
So
get in there quick.
Get in there. And then I've got the ice cream festival.
I didn't know about this and I want to go now. Ice cream festival, where is that?
You can look it up.
Not sure, okay.
But I can't remember where
Fair
it was.
Enough. Just search for the ice cream festival on Google and get yourself down to the ice cream festival because I'm going to be there.
And then I've got the waterfront festival.
Ooh, a waterfront festival.
Yeah.
It sounds very relaxing.
Down in Docklands.
Ooh. Might have to go to that one too. Get some ice cream and then head all over the Docklands for that. Excellent.
That sounds like lots of fun.
I absolutely agree with that. All right. Do you reckon we should jump into another song now?
Yeah, I think we shall.
All right. What have we got coming up?
Choir by Guy Sebastian. You're listening to Sin, and this is Get Serial.
All right. So that one was Don't Call Me Up by Mabel. Before that, we had Choir by Guy Sebastian. You're listening to Get Serial on your Friday morning with Ryan and Portia. Hey.
Hello.
All right. So it is February 14th today.
Yeah.
In Australia, all over the world actually. Portia, do you know what February 14 is?
Yes, I do.
Would you care to tell me?
It is Valentine's Day.
Ooh. And how would you describe Valentine's Day? In a couple of words, if you had to.
Love.
Love, happiness.
Yes.
Lovers.
Excitement.
Excitement, chocolates, roses. All that kind of cute stuff.
Yes.
So, obviously, when we're watching television or movies, you often see people in couples and, have you heard the term shipping before, Portia?
No, I haven't.
It's like a popular thing on the internet where people find two characters from a TV show or movie that they love and they ship them together. So they, like, they kind of make up stories where they fall in love together and they become, like, boyfriend, girlfriend. And
okay.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. So, do you have a favourite TV or movie fictional couple, Portia?
Yes.
Yeah? Who
I
do you think they are?
Well, the TV show that I watch is called The Next Step.
I haven't heard of that.
You've heard of it.
Please tell me a bit about that.
It is like a dance show and they do dance competitions.
Ooh.
Like, there's regionals and if they win regionals, they go on to nationals. If mm-hmm. they win nationals, then they go on to internationals.
Right, yeah. I remember all of that competition stuff from watching Glee back in the day. All right, so who's your couple from that show?
Riley and James.
Ooh, Riley and James. Tell me a bit about them. What are they like?
They're good? Yeah.
Do they like each other?
They do.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, that's what you want. That's what you want to hope
for. Of course you do.
I think my favorite couple would have to be... Ooh, have you heard of Parks and Recreation before?
No.
It's a comedy show starring Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman. It's about a department of government who, like local government, and just it follows their weird office antics and hijinks and stuff. It's a very funny show. But my favorite couple in that would probably be Leslie and Ben, who are like the main couple. And yeah. They are just adorable, and they love each other so much.
That's cute.
And the way that they support each other is just very much exactly what I want in a relationship. So that's, they're goals. They're something to aspire to.
Yes, yeah. They are.
I love that. But I put out a call in our Instagram account, which is at GetSerial on Instagram. Go give that a follow. Where I'm asking you guys out there what your favorite fictional movie and TV couple is. And we'll be asking this throughout the day, so send us through your answers on Instagram, at GetSerial, and we'll go through it again and see who's got some interesting answers out there about their favorite fictional movie and TV couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We shall.
All right. Do we want to jump into another song now, Portia?
Sounds like a good idea.
Excellent. All right. This is... What is it?
Accidentally in Love.
Ooh.
By Counting Crows.
Very fitting for this Valentine's Day morning. Accidentally
yes,
in Love.
It is.
All right. You listen to Get Serial.
Here on Sin. And that was Love Someone by Jason Mars. And before that, you heard Graveyard by Halsey. Halsey.
Yep.
And then before that, you heard Accidentally in Love by Counting Crows.
Excellent songs right there. Loving that. Loving this pretty sick playlist on this Valentine's
Friday
Day
morning.
Friday morning.
Yeah.
All right, Portia, what's up next? What have we got?
We've got the quote of the day.
Okay.
To get everyone happy and excited for Friday, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'm excited already. Let's, I think we do need a bit of a positive quote to get our Valentine's Days off to a good start. Why don't you tell
Definitely.
Us what your quote of the day is?
It is, every day is a new beginning. Take a deep breath, smile, and start again.
I love that. That's really nice.
So if you get upset or angry at something, take a deep breath.
I think that's really good advice.
And always start again.
Yeah. It's sometimes it can be hard to kind of take that step back and remember to see things from that perspective, can't
yes.
it? Yeah.
And always smile because it's Valentine's Day.
Exactly. You've got every reason to be happy today. So, yeah. I think that's good advice. Treat every day like it's a new one and just take it easy, breathe deeply, and just try your best to get through the day. I think that's good advice.
It is.
Would you like to hear a quote from me?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Here is my quote. The only way to discover the limits of the possible is to go beyond them into the impossible.
Okay.
Do, do, do,
what
do,
does
do,
that
do,
mean
do.
To you?
Well, to me, that means that you should be brave and try new things. Because you don't really know if you're going to enjoy something or like something or be good at something unless you give it a shot. So you might think this thing seems kind of hard to do. this
and
thing
you don't
that
want to try it.
Yeah, you might think
to try it and give it a go. Then you'll know that you might like it or you might not.
Exactly.
And then at least you've tried it and can say to people that you've at least done it, and then if you don't like it, you don't have to do it ever again.
Exactly. You don't know if something is for you or if it's even possible until you try. So I think that's some more good advice for this lovely Friday morning, just to get out there and give things a shot, even
yes,
if you don't really feel up to it. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's really good.
I think that's really nice. I like your quote as well. Can we just
thank
go back
you
to that one quickly? That was
Every day is a new beginning. Take a deep breath, smile, and start again.
Mm, yeah. No, that's very good. I love that. Okay.
It's a short one so you can remember it.
Exactly.
And take it throughout your day.
You can get it, like,
and
just write it on
pass
your hand.
It on.
Exactly. You know what? Maybe you should just quote that to someone when you meet them today. Just tell them,
make
have
their
a good day.
Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Make their day.
Make their day. Make them happy. Make them smile.
Yes.
Make it infectious. Yeah.
That's excellent. Correct.
All right. What have we got coming up?
Between You and I by Kitta Alexander.
Excellent. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. Coming up soon, we have a BuzzFeed quiz and the do's and don'ts of traveling. That song was Between You and I by Kitta Alexander. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. This is your Friday morning Get Serial crew,
yes,
Portia and
is.
Ryan.
Hello.
Hello. So we are coming to the end of the 6 o'clock hour, the first hour of our show. So far we've covered the quote of the day. We had some inspirational quotes from Portia. What was yours again, Portia?
Every day is a new beginning. Smile, take a deep breath, and start again.
Beautiful quote. We also had our Friday morning pump up. We went over some events for the weekend, and we're talking Valentine's Day today because it's February 14,
yes,
which obviously is Valentine's Day, the day of love. So we have a question on our Instagram. Go follow that at Get Serial. Give us your favorite movie or TV couple. Mine is Leslie and Ben from Parks and Recreation.
And mine is Riley and James from The Next Step.
Yes, and we're very curious to hear what yours is. So jump onto our Instagram at Get Serial on Instagram and tell us your favorite movie and TV couple. But for now, Portia, what have we got coming up?
We've got our BuzzFeed quiz.
Hell yeah. What's our quiz today?
Our quiz is, which city perfectly matches your personality based on your favourite foods?
Oh my gosh, you know what I've always wanted, actually.
Well, now's the chance to find out.
Okay, all right. Do you want to quiz me first?
I'll quiz you first.
Okay, because I'm very desperate to find out which city I'm going to be. All right, I need to know where to travel to. So if I have one that is based on my favourite foods, then that's perfect. That's where I'm going next.
Okay.
All right, hit me.
What's for breakfast? Avocado toast, waffles, cereal, or eggs and bacon?
Waffles. Yeah, without a question.
What about lunch? Burger, ooh, Caesar salad, chicken tenders, sushi, chicken wings, or tacos?
I'm going to cry. This is too hard. I don't know what to choose. Burgers.
Burgers.
Yeah.
How about a snack? Cheese tray,
mm-hmm,
chips, popcorn, or apple?
Ooh, popcorn. Definitely popcorn, especially if it's buttery and salty like at the movies.
Dinner time, pick a meal, pasta,
oh, no,
steak, salmon, broccoli chicken, pizza, or grilled chicken? That's a good decision.
I have this same problem every day. God, okay. Pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah.
It is. Pick a drink. Coke, smoothie, water, or tea?
Tea. I was going to say I'm a big smoothie person, but I do love my tea as well. I'm going to go smoothie.
Okay. Now grab a late night snack.
Ooh.
Candy. Leftovers. Fries. No thanks. Cereal or pizza?
Pizza again. I'm going back for more.
Now, what you got is L.A., California.
Ooh, you know what? I've always been told I would fit in there, so maybe I should go to L.A., California and try there.
And then below that, it says you are a true trendsetter who loves to hang out with their friends. You are the definition of... I can't pronounce this word. And very hip.
Okay.
You have a very quirky and ambitious personality.
Can I see that so I can figure out what I'm the definition of? Where is it? Here. Oh, I'm the definition of aesthetics. Ah, okay. That's a really big compliment. I'm going to take it. I'll take it. All right. We're coming to the end of this 6 o'clock hour, but just quickly, I'm going to do the quiz for you. And then we'll find out what your city is, and we'll jump into a song, and we'll be on our merry way. All right, Portia, what's for breakfast? Avocado toast, waffles, cereal, eggs and bacon, pancakes, or fruit?
We'll go with eggs and bacon.
Eggs and bacon. What about lunch? We've got burger, Caesar salad, chicken tenders, sushi, chicken wings, or tacos?
Tacos.
Tacos? Perfect. Snacky cheese tray, chips, popcorn, and apple. No thanks. Hummus and crackers.
We'll go with chips.
Chips?
Yes.
Done so. Dinner time. Pick a meal. Pasta, steak, salmon, broccoli chicken, pizza, grilled chicken.
We'll go with steak.
Steak. Let's hope that wasn't a... missed steak. Pick a drink. Coke, smoothie, water, or tea?
We'll go with smoothie.
Okay, good choice. And a late night snack. Candy. They have a picture of Star Wars on there and I want them. candy, leftovers, fries, no thanks, cereal, or pizza?
We'll go with pizza.
Pizza. All right. Oh, my gosh. You are also L.A., California.
Wow.
Yeah. We are both trendsetters who love to hang out with their friends. And we're the very definition of hashtag aesthetics.
We might have to go there together.
Let's book our tickets because our next segment is actually about the do's and don'ts of travel. So
yes, it
ties in pretty well. All right. Let's jump to a song and then we'll kick off our 7 o'clock hour. This is Get Cereal.
Which is Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
Woo!
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land the House of Sin and Studios stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the lands our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
Cereal. Hey, this is Get Cereal Friday morning. Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of our show. We've been on air for about an hour now, and so far today we've had a pretty fun morning. We just did a BuzzFeed quiz to find out which city we would be based on our choices of food.
Which I think is very interesting.
Yeah, and we both got the same answer. What did we get, Portia?
We got L.A., California.
So I think we're going to have to book our tickets to L.A. pretty soon. We're also talking Valentine's Day because this is February 14, which means it's the day
of love.
So on our Instagram page, at Get Cereal, go give us a follow. We are asking you, what is your favorite movie or TV couple? Mine is Ben and Leslie from Parks and Recreation.
And mine is Riley and James from The Next Step.
Yeah, so jump on over to our Instagram page and let us know yours. But coming up later in the show, we are talking the do's and don'ts of traveling.
And then would you rather?
Would you rather? And we have a couple of interviews
yes.
with Mio Biscan coming up this morning and one about Kiwi Fest.
Which will be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. All right, should we jump into a song and then we can come back and do the do's and don'ts of travelling?
I reckon we shall.
Excellent.
It's great. Beautiful.
What's this song, Portia?
Which is Wherever I Go by Hannah Montana.
Throwback.
You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin.
You are listening to Get Serial Fridays. I'm Ryan and I'm here with Portia. Portia, would you like to tell us what that song was? Because you seem pretty excited about it.
That song was Wherever I Go by Hannah Montana.
Good stuff. A bit of a throwback. I remember hearing that back on the show when I was a kid. So,
yeah. What show?
I think it was a little show called Hannah Montana, maybe?
Okay.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Beautiful. Yay. Go me. All right. So what have we got coming up now, Portia?
Well, we've got the do's and don'ts of traveling.
Very nice. Are you much of a traveler?
Yes.
Yeah?
I am.
Where have you been?
I was at Japan in Christmas time this year.
Yeah.
Went around Japan on a cruise ship.
Ooh, that would be fun.
It was. The ship that is currently in lockdown.
Oh, no.
If you've heard about it lately on the news.
I might have seen a bit about that, yeah. Wow.
Well, that's currently on lockdown.
Well, lucky you got to go before that then, hey.
I know. And then the year before I went to Singapore.
Yep.
And then I've been to, when I was little, I've been to Thailand, Bangkok.
Yeah, so a lot of places?
Yep, been to Vietnam,
ooh.
Bali,
I'm
lots
jealous.
Of places.
I haven't been to any of those places before, unfortunately. But I guess, according to the BuzzFeed quiz that we took a few segments ago, we're
going to LA, California.
Yeah, so we better get our tickets organized. All right, so what would you say, as a seasoned traveler who's been to all of these wonderful places,
yes.
What would you say are the do's and don'ts of traveling?
Well, one of the don'ts are don't be late.
Don't be late?
Yes.
For your
flight.
Okay, that's a good, yeah.
Because if you're late for your flight, you can't board your flight and then you can't go away.
Yeah, that would be a big roadblock to your holiday, wouldn't it?
It would be. Oof. That's one of the major ones.
All right, what else do we have?
Our next don't is don't forget your passport.
Oh, no, that's another big important thing.
If you forget your passport, you can't go.
That might be even worse than...
You can't get out of the country.
Yeah, that might be even worse than being late, because you can get another flight if you're late. Like, it'll be difficult, but if you don't have your passport, you're just stuck there until you do have it.
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Lose your passport.
Don't lose your... No.
Don't lose it while you're overseas.
That would be awful. Imagine being stuck somewhere.
Otherwise, one of your family members have got to come back and try to work out how to get you from overseas.
Has that ever happened to you?
It's happened to my grandmother.
Oh, no. Oh, poor Gran. Did everything work out? Did she?
Yeah, my grandfather flew back to Australia and then was talking to all the people over here, and then they finally got her back.
Oh, well, at least it worked out in the end. But
it did.
Lesson learned, be careful where your passport is. Make sure you don't lose it. All right, what else? What else do we have?
Make sure you check your luggage to take on the plane to put in the overhead lockers.
Yep, very important.
Check the weight limit and size.
Yeah, you got to be careful about those because you don't want to get caught being a bit too heavy or having a bit too much room. Yeah.
And then always make sure you declare things.
Yeah, no, that's important.
So even if it says dairy and you're putting in chocolates or something, make sure you declare it just in case.
Better safe than sorry.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Excellent.
And then there is always be kind to the flight attendants.
Yeah.
Because they take very good care of you.
They do, and they work long, very difficult hours as well.
They do.
Yeah, and they're flying all the time. Like, I think we take it for granted a bit because we as passengers get on the plane for a few hours and come off at our destination, that's pretty much it. But the flight attendants
go back as well. Yeah,
they're flying home and they're flying the next day and the next day.
Yes.
They do a lot. So even though it can be a bit stressful sometimes being on an airplane full of people,
Just think about the flight attendants.
Exactly.
Before yourself.
That's a very important point. Yeah. And they do a lot to make sure that your flight is comfortable and happy as well. Yes. So take care of them because they're taking care of you.
That's correct.
Yeah. I love that.
Have you got any?
I have a couple. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't traveled as much as you have.
but at least you've got some.
Yeah. I think as far as traveling goes, I've been to a few places in Australia. I've been to Tasmania. My dad has family over there. So I've been there a few times. I've been to Adelaide. I've been to the Gold Coast. In Canberra. That's pretty much it as far as Australia goes. But I did go to England a couple of years ago, and that was an amazing trip, and I would definitely go back again. That's the only time I've traveled internationally, so that's all the experience I have in that department.
Okay.
Didn't lose my passport, thank God.
That's good.
But some of the advice that I do have would be to try the local food.
Yes.
Yeah, give things a try if you're somewhere you feel comfortable doing that kind of stuff, because there's all kinds of new restaurants and new places to go that we don't have here, so it's nice to get out and support the local businesses of where you're going to and try something new when you can. Also, if you're going to be traveling a long distance and have a bit of jet lag, be careful not to take a nap as soon as you get there, because
you'll be even more jet lagged.
Yeah, you don't want to make it worse. You don't want your sleeping schedule to be out of whack. Wait until it's actually bedtime, if you can hold out that long, and then sleep. And then hopefully your sleeping schedule won't be too affected.
Hopefully.
Do a bit of research on where you're going before you go there. Figure out where you want to go destination-wise.
And plan your activities.
Yeah, plan your activities. Have a bit of an itinerary planned out so you know what you're going to be doing. And then hopefully you won't get too lost, or you won't get there and run out of things to do or anything, which wouldn't be a fun time. So you want to make it as enjoyable as you can. So
yes, you do.
Yeah, do a bit of research beforehand. Also, pack well. Pack carefully as well. The worst thing that you want to do if you're traveling,
get overseas and it's cold and you haven't packed
exactly
warm clothes.
Yeah, be prepared for all kinds of weather because you just don't know, and you want to be sure that you can enjoy your trip even if it's raining. I think that's pretty much all of the travel advice that I can offer from my experiences. But I found yours to be very interesting as well. There were some things I just hadn't thought about there. So thank you for sharing your experiences.
You're welcome
with me.
For next time when you go to LA, California.
Is there anywhere that you're planning on going, like anywhere that you want to go next, aside from LA, California?
I think maybe New Zealand.
Me too, actually. Yeah. New Zealand is next on my list of places I want to go. I want to go visit the Lord of the Rings set.
Wow.
And just see all the pretty things. But also it's close to here, so it's not like a long flight or anything. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely looking forward to going there.
Shall we go into our next song?
Absolutely. What is it?
My Girl by the
Temptations. The Temptations?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Excellent. You're listening to Get Serial on Friday morning. I'm Ryan, and Portia is with me as well.
Yes, I am.
You're listening to Get Serial. It's Friday morning. I'm Ryan. I'm here with Portia, my co-host.
Yes.
What have we done so far this morning, Portia?
What we've done is we've talked about the do's and don'ts of travelling.
Yep. Yes, we have.
Yes. And then we've also talked about the Pump Up Friday.
Yeah, we listed off some events for the weekend.
Yes, and then we've talked about the quote of the day.
Yeah.
which I thought was really good, which my quote was, every day is a beginning. Every day is a new beginning. Smile and... I can't remember what it was.
Take a deep
smile,
breath.
Take a deep breath and start again.
Yeah, which is a great quote to live by. We also did a BuzzFeed quiz and found out that we're both going to LA, California. So, yay us.
Yes.
But right now, also, we have been talking because it's Valentine's Day as well. So we've been asking on our Instagram page, which is at GetSerial on Instagram, who is your favourite fictional TV or movie couple? Portia, what was yours?
Mine was Riley and James from The Next Step.
Yeah, mine was Ben and Leslie from Parks and Recreation. There's a lot of sitcom ones out there. April and Andy from Parks. Ross and Rachel from Friends. Monica and Chandler from Friends. There's a lot out there. So tell us yours on our Instagram page, at GetSerial. But because it's also Valentine's Day, I figured it'd be fun to take a look at the not-so-fun parts of Valentine's Day. So there was a Reddit thread that I came across yesterday asking waiters, like restaurant waiters, what kind of things they've ever seen during their experiences that have been kind of disastrous. So the first story that we have is this one. There was a note in our reservations that it was an engagement. They wanted some drinks, a specific seat, a bunch of other stuff. The server comes up to the table with something like, "So I read that we're celebrating engagement. Congratulations." There was confusion from the woman, glaring from the guy. He hadn't proposed yet. She ruined it. She ruined the proposal. She didn't
That's
know.
That's not good at no. all, is it?
Oh, imagine having that surprise just spoiled like that. Oh.
It would be awful, don't you think?
The next story is, I was eating in a fine dining establishment several years ago. In the next booth was a really young guy who had a bunch of roses on the seat next to him. Mm. He kept looking at his watch, looking at the roses, and popping open a ring box for a peek at the ring. He did this for half an hour, then began calling and texting someone, presumably his girlfriend.
Hopefully.
Over and over. As we were waiting for our check, he hands my wife the roses, mumbled something, and walked out. Poor guy.
Wow.
He got stood up.
That's
I guess their relationship. Yeah, it didn't work out. All right, I have two
but
more
why
stories.
Why would someone stand someone up?
I know, it's horrible.
They should go there and say that I don't want to be with you anymore instead of just not turning up.
Exactly. It's better to be honest and open with someone in person
instead
than just to...
Instead of not being honest.
Or just not even show up.
Yeah.
That's really mean.
It is.
All right, the next story. These two were on a date, and the guy went to use the bathroom. The girl just up and leaves after he went to the restroom. When she came back and he sat... When the guy came back and he sat down for
she
a while...
Wasn't
there. He asked the waitress where she went. She replied saying that he left, that she left. The guy then asked the waitress if she would go on a date with him. The waitress said no.
Aww.
That poor guy. I mean, brave to ask the waitress on a date, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. He tried. Okay, last story. A guy did a backflip and asked a girl to be his Valentine. She declined. I walked up to him and asked if he was okay. He said it took him a week to perfect the backflip. So this guy put in all this effort to learning how to backflip to impress this girl.
And she said
she
no.
was like, nah, I'm not good
interested.
Enough. Sorry.
No.
Which is fair enough.
It is fair enough.
But, I mean, that's, like, not so much wasted effort, though. I would love to be able to do a backflip. Like, that's a good skill, even if it didn't have the results that he wanted. But... yeah, I figured it would be nice to just, not so much nice, but, you know, just interesting to take a look at Valentine's Day from a perspective that's not as happy and wonderful as we like it to be. So, coming up after the next couple of songs, we have an interview with Mio Biscan, who's a musician, coming to talk about his album Golden Moment. Portia, do we have a song that we want to play now?
Yes, we do have a song, which is Yay. You're Still the One by Paul Cannon.
Excellent. Let's get into that.
You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin.
That was You Don't Love Me by True Vibe Nation from the Sin Sweet 16 playlist. Jump onto sin.org to check that out. Before that, we had Love Story by Taylor Swift. And before that, we had You're Still the One by Paul Canning. You're listening to Get Serial on Friday morning with Portia and Ryan. We're talking all things Valentine's Day today.
Yes, we are.
We are, but we'll circle back around to that in a moment, because right now we have an interview. We're joined on the line by Mio Biscan, who's a singer-songwriter from Australia. Mio, how are you going?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
That's a pleasure. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. So you're talking about your new album, The Golden Moment. Tell us a bit about how you got started out in music.
Very early on, I got a guitar for my 11th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard my brother was playing in a band, and I heard them playing like this Kiss song in the garage, and I was like, what is going on? I can hear Kiss in the garage. And I walked in, and it was like the moment when I realized that mere mortals could make rock and roll, and because I thought it was just a thing that could happen on TV, and I was just blown away. So from that point, I got really interested in music and playing guitar. So then I got a guitar and started playing, getting lessons, all that stuff. But it wasn't really till my sort of late teens, early 20s that I started writing songs. Up until then, I was just trying to shred and, play guitar solos and stuff. And then I thought, I'd love to try and write songs. So, yeah, I started writing songs. Formed a band in Melbourne and called Lamplight. And one of the early things we did was went on Sin FM and, to promote one of our records and stuff. And then I sort of continued from there. But, yeah.
Excellent. So it's cool to hear you talk about your rock idols like that, because we see them as such, like godlike figures, but really anyone can do it, can't they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was sort of that moment where that bubble was just pierced, because I used to, watch, all those, rock bands and whatever on TV and just think they were some kind of special breed of human or even that they were from a different planet or special in some kind of way that I wasn't.
Yeah.
So when that bubble burst, it was quite an astounding moment.
With this being your debut album, being made up of 11 tracks, with being crafted with simplistic and elegant composition, what would it be about?
So the album is it's the idea of the album, The Golden Moment or Golden Moment, is that as we go through life, we've got ups and downs, and we tend to love the ups because they feel good and all that. But in moments when things aren't great, we can kind of struggle in those moments. So the idea of Golden Moment is that it's ultimately about gratitude, I suppose, that whatever is happening around us, if we look, we can always find something that's golden in there that we're grateful for and that's special in each moment. And, that can really change how we perceive the world and how we perceive our reality and the experience we're having. So that's kind of the idea of it, yeah.
Yeah, main idea. Absolutely, and it's great to, reflect that kind of attitude throughout music as well.
Yeah.
What, if you were to describe your sound to someone who hasn't heard it before, so imagine there's people out there listening right now who haven't had a lot of familiarity with your music, how would you describe the music that you make to them?
In broad brushstrokes, I would say it's alternative rock. But I always find it's really difficult to describe my own stuff, but it's alternative rock, but I find that I put a lot of emphasis in the lyrics, so it's kind of poetic lyrics. I sing about lots of concepts. I don't sing a lot about personal things, like I went up to the shop and I did this thing and I saw this thing. So it's lots of concepts like gratitude, self-actualization, I guess love is in there as well, freedom, those types of things. I'm really interested in talking about existential kinds of things and philosophical ideas. I don't know, how's that for a description?
Pretty good to me, yeah. It makes you think about things. What was the recording process like for Golden Moment? Because it's your debut album, so what was it like getting into the studio to record a full album for the first time?
I have recorded albums in the past with the band, with Lamplight. Uh-huh. But this, as a solo project, the way that it was different was I was sort of, I suppose I was steering the ship with this one, so I had a bit more oversight and control as to exactly, you know, what was happening and what people were playing. But it's a really exciting experience. So with the band, we sort of rehearsed the songs quite a bit, and then going into the studio, sort of the red light, as you both would know, the red light starts flashing and mm-hmm. kind of everything turns on and you got to be like really present. And we also recorded to tape, which is a bit of an old school kind of thing to do, because when you're recording digitally, you can just delete it and come back and do something else. But tape, you kind of you get a couple of shots to sort of get it right. Otherwise, you have to sort of tape over it. So that was also another function that helped us be really present and activate sort of all our creativity and give really strong performances for the album. And it was really it's really great fun. It's kind of stressful fun. It's like rock climbing.
Oh my god!
It's
absolutely.
Like you could fall at any moment, but that's kind of what makes it exciting.
Yeah, the adrenaline kind of gives you new inspiration and reason to keep going, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so what have you got coming up in the future? Because your new album's just come out, The Golden Moment. Where can people find that, and what are you working on at the moment? What's coming up?
So I just launched the album on Sunday, just gone, at Northcote Social Club, and that was a really, really great way to get the album out into the world.
Oh, excellent.
People can find it in all the streaming places. Anyway, people know where those places are. People can also, if they want to, go to my website and get some free downloads of a couple of the tracks. So my website's miobiscin.com. It's MIJOBISCAN. It's a bit of a curly spelling. Mm-hmm. And I've got a show coming up tomorrow in Geelong as part of a mini festival, and it's free. It's part of this pop culture warehouse sale, which sounds kind of a bit lame when I say it
out
loud.
Sounds pretty cool, actually.
I don't know if people know pop culture, but they sell all this really kind of cool pop culture stuff. And there's some amazing other bands playing. So I don't know if you know Bob Logg the Third, mm-hmm. but he's an amazing performer. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. That's happening in Geelong tomorrow. And then I'll have some touring coming up, but that's sort of it at the moment.
Excellent. Well, so I guess head on down to Geelong to see Mio this weekend. Jump onto Spotify and his website. Search for Mio Biscin on Google, Spotify, his website. Thank you very much for joining us, Mio. It's been a pleasure having you on this morning.
Yeah, pleasure for me too. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Wish you all the best. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Portia.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Get Serial Fridays. I think we'll jump into another song now. You know what? I think we'll jump into one of Mio's songs, actually. So, Portia, what's this song from Mio? From
his album? We've got The Numbers by... Mm-hmm.
Mio Biskin. This is We've Got the Numbers by Mio Biskin, who we've just had on our show. Go check out his album if you like this song. Hey, this is Get Serial.
And that was our Sweet 16.
Yeah, it was.
Which was the Great Divide and Range by the Grouch Palms. And then before that, you heard Leaving by Chitter.
Yeah, and we also had We've Got the Numbers by Mio Biskin, who joined us this morning to talk about his new album, Golden Moment, which was a great interview, wasn't it?
Yes, it was excellent.
Absolutely. We'll be putting that on our Facebook page later on today, so check that out. Get Serial on Facebook. We are also talking Valentine's Day today because, guess what?
It's Valentine's Day of Love.
It is Valentine's Day, the Day of Love. So we've been talking Valentine's Day. We've been asking you guys on our social media, particularly on our Instagram, to tell us what your favorite movie and TV couple is. I've got one answer coming in here from someone who's telling us that their favorite is Jake and Amy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which, have you seen that show before, Portia?
No, I haven't.
It's a show about the New York Police Department, and it's a comedy show. And I have to agree, that's a very good couple. They have a lot of good qualities, which is what we want in a good couple like that.
Yes, it is.
It is, it is. Portia, so over the week, the Hottest 100 has put out their... They've opened up voting for the Hottest 100 songs of the decade. And there's been a lot of end-of-decade lists of songs the past few weeks or months because we have entered a new decade this year. 2020 is no longer the 2010s. So we have a whole decade's worth of music to draw from. So I was thinking about asking you what kinds of... If you were to put together a short list of a few songs to put in your top 10 Hottest 100 songs of the past decade, what kind of songs would you put into that list?
Well, I'll name some of them. One is Big Jet Plane, if you've heard of it.
Is that Angus and Julia Stone?
Yes, it is.
Yep. No, it's a very good pick.
And then Somebody That I Used to Know.
Ah, Gautier and Kimbra. Yes. Good choice.
Uptown Funk.
Ah, Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars. That was funky song.
Shake It Off.
Oh, yes. A little bit of Taylor Swift.
Yes. And then we've got Thrift Shop.
Macklemore.
Yeah.
Good pick, good pick.
I've also got Into the Unknown.
I don't know that one.
That's from Frozen 2 by Idina Menzel.
Oh, I knew I should have seen Frozen 2. I haven't seen it yet.
You would have known it.
I would have. All right, so is that everything on your list?
And then I've got Forgiveness and Love by Miley Cyrus.
Ah, yep. Nice.
And then Little Talks of Monsters and Men.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that band. They're really good.
Yeah, that's about it.
Excellent. Good list. That's a great list, actually.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well, I don't have 10 songs in my list yet. I find that my biggest struggle is trying to...
Find them.
Well, not only find them, but pick the ones that I most want in there. So I have, like, a few standouts that I know I want to put in my list, and then I'm just going to whittle everything down until I know... that I've got 10 that I want the most.
Okay. All right.
So one of those songs is one from, I think, 2011. It's a song that I have fond memories of listening to in the car on road trips. And that is Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. Do you remember that song?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Okay. It was pretty big, maybe towards the start of last decade. The next song that I have on my list is Green Light by Lorde. Are you a Lorde person?
No.
No? This song came out in...
I'm more of a Harry Potter person.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. This song came out in 2017, and I remember listening to the Hottest 100 Countdown that year and just praying that it would be number one because it was my favourite song of the year. and it came in at number 2, and I was very salty about it, and I still haven't gotten over it, even though the song that did win deserved it. I think it was Humble by Kendrick Lamar. Also
yeah,
a very good song.
Yeah, that's my husband's favourite song.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
That's a really good pick. It's a great song. I just really wanted Lorde to win that as well. So I'm going to put her on my list and hope that maybe she gets a bit higher on the list this time.
Hopefully.
Another one of my songs is a Mark Ronson song. So you had Uptown Funk in your list.
Yes, I did.
I put in mine Nothing Breaks Like a Heart, which is his collab with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
I love that song. It just, it kind of feels like a Dolly Parton song.
Yeah.
It's got like a real country vibe to it that just really stands out, like you said. Another one of my songs is Hard Times by Paramore, one of my favorite bands. They're actually my number one band of the decade on Spotify with Paramore. So that's definitely going on my list. Kanye West, Jay-Z, Nicki Minaj, their song Monster, which is a monster of a song. That's definitely on my list. And, all right, I'm really excited about this song.
What is it?
Is the last one that I have on my list so far. It was released in, I think, 2011, and it instantly became a bit of a meme, a bit of a joke, which I think is unfortunate because it's genuinely a banger. And I should have put it in the playlist for today. It is Friday by Rebecca Black.
Okay.
Do you know of that song?
No.
Oh, boy.
Put it in next week's
playlist. I will. I'll put it in next week's playlist because you need to hear that song. It's kind of a joke song, but I genuinely love it. And I still listen to it frequently to this day. I listened to it on the weekend, actually, when I was making gnocchi at my house. So it's definitely got some life in it still.
Yes.
That's all I've got in my list so far, though. I need to hash everything else out. But maybe
Speaking
our next song...
Speaking of that, our next song will be Addicted to the Sunshine by Lime Cordiale.
Lime Cordiale.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin.
Yeah, and stage. Hey, this is Get Serial on Fridays. That was Lime Cordiale, Addicted to the Sunshine. I'm Ryan, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Portia.
Hello.
So we've had an interesting morning so far talking about Valentine's Day and travel tips and having an interview with Mia Biskin before. And now we have another interview coming up with Eva Lamkum from Kiwi Fest to talk about Kiwi Fest. Eva, how are you going?
Good, Ryan, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Give us a little bit of information on what Kiwi Fest actually is.
Kiwi Fest?
Yeah.
Well, it's all things Kiwi. there's going to be involvement of culture, food, performances, mostly Kiwi artists, and I think a few artists who have lived here for years are going to play at the festival. So basically it's just a Kiwi culture experience, I guess, because there's so many Kiwis here that we decided to organise a festival for Kiwis. But anyone who loves the Kiwis and loves the Kiwi culture can attend as well.
That's great. Can you tell us a bit about how it actually got started?
Well, apparently this is the first festival.
Oh, really? This is the first one?
This year, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so,
fantastic.
I'm surprised too. So it's kind of cool because, just looking at the numbers, there is quite a few Kiwis living in Melbourne and all over Australia. So it's nice to have something, you know, for the Kiwis, I guess.
Definitely, absolutely.
What is something special and interesting and special that you can only find at the Kiwi Fest?
Say that again?
What is something special that you can only find at the Kiwi Fest?
That's a good question. I would say, I don't know, I think it's more kind of exposing people to the culture side of things, the traditions. you don't really see that in Australia every day. So, you know, it's something that's good to kind of experience, like the proper traditions of the Māori culture and Māori and Polynesian culture, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. It's great to have that kind of thing that's accessible for everyone to get involved in, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So why do you think that Kiwi Fest is an important thing for us to have?
Sorry, what was that?
Why do you think that Kiwi Fest is an important thing for us to have?
Well, I think it's I would say we've always had that relationship with Australians, and I guess because Australians are so welcoming to Kiwis, but it's also a big community in Australia. So, you know, it's great to kind of share that. The culture kind of spreading the love, I guess, but yeah, I would say that there's always been that collaboration with the two countries, and it's, you know, it's great to have Australians, you know, welcome Kiwis, and especially the Kiwi culture, which is great.
Yeah.
So I would say we're pretty much brothers and sisters.
Absolutely. So you mentioned before that this might actually be the first Kiwi Fest that we've had in Melbourne. What kind of challenges have you guys faced in putting this festival together, if any at all?
I'm not organising it.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I mean, from what I've seen so far, it's been good.
That's great. I mean, that's what you want, isn't it? Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I guess another question would be, do you think that New Zealand culture gets enough recognition in Australia?
I think I've been here almost 2 years, so, you know, I mean, people recognise, the minute I open my mouth, everyone's like, oh, yeah, you're Kiwi, so, yeah. You know, there's always that banter, you know, oh, you're it's quite funny, though, but, yeah, I guess it's, there is that respect between both countries, but I guess, you know, I mean, I have a lot of Australian friends, and, you know, they tell me that, you know, the Kiwi culture is very different from the Australian culture because we're so diverse and so multicultural and diverse. I mean, so is Melbourne, but I feel like everyone knows that we're a community, we're a family. Regardless of where we're from in New Zealand, we always come together as, you know, as a country. But, you know, we're very supportive of each other. And I think it shows when, you know, you become friends with people outside of your culture. They you know, they realise this Kiwis are known to be friendly and supportive and chill.
Yeah.
Maybe too laid back sometimes. But, yeah.
That's good.
We're just nice people.
Yeah, and like you said before, Australians and New Zealanders are pretty much brothers and sisters as well, so it's nice to have that kind of intersectionality and kind of come together for this kind of event.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What sort of performances will they be?
It'll range from, I guess, the big part of Kiwi music culture will be reggae, so I would say it will be heavily reggae music, but yeah, it's all sorts of genres, like pop, hip-hop. My type of music is soul, funk, jazz, but I will be putting elements into my performance tomorrow, Saturday, so it'll be all sorts of music. You know, and it's also a bit of kapa haka and te reo Māori music, I guess.
Excellent. Everything. So tell us a bit about what you are hoping to do at Kiwi Fest, because you're performing there.
Yes.
Yeah, so how does it feel for you to be able to perform at an event like this?
It's to me, it's part of my culture, I guess, being Kiwi. It's something that I'm happy to be a part of, and, you know, when they said, hey, we'd like you to perform at Kiwi Fest, I'm keen to be a part of it. But I think in terms of performance, it's been a while since I performed at a festival, so I'm just looking forward to getting back into it, playing music again, making music. So, yeah, and it's good that I get to share that with my, you know, with my country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you.
So, Kiwi Fest is coming up on Saturday the 15th, which is tomorrow, and it's happening at Footscray Community Arts Centre. What time are you performing, Eva?
I'll be on at 4 p.m.
All right. Okay. Excellent. Make sure everyone's down there at 4 p.m. at the Footscray Community Arts Centre for Kiwi Fest and to see Eva Lemkam perform. Thank you again for joining us. It's been great having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thank you. All right. Just to reiterate that again, Kiwi Fest is on tomorrow, Saturday, February 15th, at the Footscray Community Arts Centre. Get on down there for some live music, culture, arts, food, and drinks, all around the theme of New Zealand culture, which is very important. It sounds really fun.
It does.
Yeah. All right. Shall we jump into another song for now, Portia?
Yes, we shall.
Beautiful.
What is our next song?
I think it might be Everything I Live For by LaRue.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, I got that right?
You did.
Beautiful.
We
will awesome.
Go into that now.
You're listening to Get Cereal Fridays with Portia and Ryan. Right, you're listening to Get Cereal on Friday mornings on Sin. I'm Ryan, and I'm here with Portia, my co-host.
Yes.
That song was Everything I Live For by LaRue. LaRue's been around for a long time. I'm surprised they're still making music. It's a great song, too.
It was.
Also, this morning so far, one of our big segments has been talking about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We've been asking you. Yeah, of course. It is February 14th.
It's love day.
We've been asking you guys on our Instagram, at Get Cereal on Instagram, who is your favorite movie or TV couple? We have a couple of answers here. Someone says Ian and Mickey from Shameless, which is, they're great. We also have Chidi and Eleanor from The Good Place, which just ended, and they are perfect. Someone also said Troy and Abed from Community, and they're not a couple, they're just best friends, but they are very adorable. So good to have some answers coming through there. Send us through your answers on the at Get Cereal Instagram page. For now, Portia, what have we got coming up?
We've got coming up, Would You Rather.
Would You Rather. Are we going to play a game?
Yes, we are.
Yes. All right, okay. Let's get into it then.
Okay.
Sure.
Would you rather pancakes or cereal?
Pancakes or cereal. I have to admit I'm not much of a cereal person. I'm going to go with pancakes.
Okay.
I'm a big pancake person. I'm a pancakey boy.
Now, this one will be a very easy one.
Okay.
If you get it. Would you rather ice cream or chocolate?
No.
All you have to do is say you want ice cream with chocolate topping.
Oh, I do love that. That's a good answer. I'm going to go ice cream, and I'm going to cheat and use chocolate topping. Because that's amazing. And it's really good.
Then you get both.
Thank you.
Don't miss out on either.
I was going to have like a little bit of a meltdown there, so I'm happy you pulled me out of that.
You're welcome. Would you rather roast or spaghetti for dinner?
I would rather pasta, but also I do love a good roast. I'm going to say spaghetti.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather mac and cheese or baked beans?
Oh, definitely mac and cheese. I'm very anti-baked beans. I know that's a bit weird, but I just don't like them very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather cheese or ham?
Cheese, I think. Yeah. There's so many different types of cheese, and it can come in so many different shapes and forms and flavors that...
There is.
I think I appreciate the versatility of cheese more than I appreciate...
Ham.
Just ham by itself, yeah.
Would you rather banana or apple?
Ooh, that depends on my mood. do you ever, like, just randomly get a craving for a juicy apple?
Yeah.
Yeah, I find I do that quite frequently. But also, I love bananas. I love putting them in smoothies and on oats and Just on toast with peanut butter. I'm going to have to say banana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather chips or lollies?
I'm a crunchy boy. I'm going to go with chips. Yeah.
Good decision.
I do like a good sweet lolly, but you just can't beat that crunch of the chippy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any for me?
Would you rather potato or pumpkin?
Let's go with potato.
Why potato?
Because potato is nice, but yet again, if you make a roast, you can have both.
Exactly, yeah. You can have anything you want, basically. All right, would you rather lemonade or Coke?
Lemonade.
All right, you prefer lemonade?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Would you rather have, at the movies, would you rather have popcorn or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Really?
Yes.
You're an ice cream at the movies person?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, all right.
Of course.
I feel like popcorn is like the go-to movies snack, but you prefer ice cream.
Yeah.
Any reason?
I do.
Just
because I like ice cream.
That's fair enough. That's perfectly
fine. It's my favourite.
It's your favourite?
Yeah.
What's your favourite ice cream? Wait. Would you rather chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Would you rather strawberry or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Would you rather mint and vanilla?
Vanilla.
Is vanilla your favourite?
Yes.
I'm getting the picture of that, yeah. Okay. Last one, I guess. Would you rather... No, this is the classic one that you presented to me before. Would you rather lollies or chips?
We'll go with chips.
Okay, same as me.
Yes, because they come in all different flavours.
You're right, they do.
Whereas lollies, they only come in one.
Yeah.
Which is just plain.
And you can get all sorts of lollies, but you can get...
You can get salt and vinegar
so many
chips.
Different kinds.
Honey and soy, you can get chicken and chives, you can get chicken and cheese.
What's your favourite one?
All of them.
All of them? I'm a salt and vinegar person myself. I have been since I was a kid and I can't go past it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, that was a fun game. I like that.
It was.
Yeah, we should definitely do that again sometime.
We shall.
Yeah.
We will go into our next song, which is Let's Be Friends by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, you're listening to Get Serial. This is Friday edition with Ryan and Portia. You're listening to Get Serial on Friday morning. I'm Ryan and I'm here with Portia. And that song was Let's Be Friends by Carly Rae Jepsen. We're getting towards the end of our show this morning, sadly enough.
Sad.
Very sad. We've had two interviews with Mio Biskin and... Eva Lamcombe from KiwiFrost.
Yes.
But right now we're going to have a quick little debate segment and just kind of, have a bit of a stretch out debate muscles.
I'm interested to see what it's about.
Me too. All right. Okay. So I'm going to give you like a couple of questions. We'll do maybe two or three. And we're just going to give our opinions on them and see who
wins.
Wants to fight more about it. Okay. Number one. Are cats better than dogs?
Dogs are better.
You think dogs are better?
Yes.
I would debate you on that, but I agree. Dogs are better. I'm not a cat person
dogs
at all.
Dogs are more loyal.
They are more loyal. And they're cuter.
They're
nicer.
They're nicer.
Cats.
They're protective.
Look a bit mean all the time.
Cats, they just sit around and do nothing all day.
They do.
Whereas dogs, they actually get out and play with you, go fetch the ball, point it back.
They're energetic little things.
Yes,
they
run
them.
Around doing everything.
Exactly.
They want to keep going.
Exactly. What pizza toppings are the best?
Pineapple.
Oh, okay.
Ham.
Yep.
And cheese.
Pineapple, ham, and cheese? Okay, okay.
Which is called Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah. I would remove the pineapple personally. Not into that so much. The ham and cheese, absolutely.
That's good.
I would definitely add on some mushrooms and olives.
Why is that?
I just like mushrooms and olives.
I don't like olives.
Mushrooms, I think, just mushrooms go well on any pizza.
Yeah.
Olives, I'm kind of weird about olives on pizza. Like, I like it, but I also just pick the olives off and eat them by themselves. So I don't know why I just have olives by themselves.
You should say that you had the mushrooms, ham and cheese, and then olives on the side.
Yeah, no, I should do that. Maybe
and then you don't get olives on the pizza.
Yeah. And I always have to have garlic bread as well.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay. And last debate question, just because it's Valentine's Day. For everyone out there looking for a date, what do you think is more important, beauty or brains?
I reckon it's just being yourself.
Just being yourself?
So not brains and not beauty. It's just being who you are.
Yeah. And if maybe something, maybe where you are in that is somewhere in between. Maybe you're beautiful and smart. Maybe you're, yeah, exactly. You can be anything.
Yeah, just be yourself. Just be yourself. Don't like try that. And be someone you're not.
Yeah.
Just be who you are.
Exactly. No, that's
the most important part. Of yourself.
I legitimately cannot debate that answer because it is 100% just yes across the board. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
All right, I think we might just jump into one more song and then we'll come back. Before, earlier in the show, I teased that Portia has some Valentine's Day plans that she's going to share with us. And because it's the end of the show, when we come back, she's going to tell us everything.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that. All right, this next song is Life is a Game of Changing by DMAs. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. That was Life is a Game of Changing by DMAs. You're listening to Get Serial. This is the Friday show with Portia and Ryan.
Yes,
we're
it
about
is.
To finish up for the day, but we've been talking about Valentine's Day all day because it's obviously February 14th, which is
the day of love.
The day of love. And we've been talking this morning about Portia's Valentine's Day plans because she's got something that's top secret. She hasn't told me. She hasn't told anyone yet. She's been teasing us the whole show. She's been just leaving us hanging on the edge of our seats waiting to find out what's going to happen. And now that we're at the end, Portia's finally going to tell us what her plans are. So, Portia.
Yes.
Please. I can't wait any longer. What have you got? What are you doing?
You know the Melbourne Star?
I do.
The Ferris wheel.
The observation wheel? Yes. Yeah, okay.
I'm going on that, and it's got the romantic flight.
Oh.
For couples.
Oh, they're doing like a special event.
Yes.
Wow, that's so great.
So I'm going on there.
Are you going in the daytime or the nighttime?
At 11 a.m.
Oh, so this morning?
Yes.
Great. Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. That's a great time.
And then after that, I'm going to the pancake parlor.
Oh my god.
For the red velvet pancakes they've got.
That would be so good. The only thing that could be better than that is if you had the pancakes in the observation wheel, in the star.
It would
like
be.
Like in the air, just eating those pancakes. That
would
be amazing.
Absolutely good.
It would be. Are you doing anything else today?
And then after that, I was going to head home.
That sounds great. Oh my gosh, you have a great Valentine's Day planned out. Good for you.
How about you?
I think I'm going out for dinner this afternoon, tonight. I'm not totally sure what we're going to end up doing. The weather kind of depends on the weather a bit. Might be a bit, looks like it's going to be a bit thunderstormy maybe today, so we'll wait and see. But we're doing a bit of a dinner and then just going to go grab a quiet night and it will be something else I've been talking about today just before we wrap up is I've been asking you guys what is your favorite movie and TV couple, and I have a couple of last minute answers in here. Someone says Captain America and Bucky from the Marvel universe, and Brienne and Tormund from Game of Thrones. So amazing answers right there. I totally love them. All right. Great. I think we're just about done then, aren't we, Portia?
Yes, we
Sick.
Are.
Okay. Well, that's us for the day. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there, especially if you're a single person. You
Have
don't need
a great
anyone.
Day.
You can be strong by yourself.
Yes.
All right.
And we will be back next Friday.
Yes, we will. Same time, 6 till 9. The Monday crew will be back in here Monday morning as well, so tune in then.
Yes. Have a good day, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.
Sin acknowledges and pays respect to the owners of the land, the House of Sin and Studio Stand, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sin also acknowledges and pays respect to the elders and traditional owners of the land our content reaches, as well as the radio stations we broadcast from across the country.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.